flame of light must never be laid down. So with dignity, I'll attempt to be one who carries the torch until the task is done. I will carry the torch until the task is done. Pass the torch.
Good to have you in the house of the Lord tonight for our midweek service, but more importantly than that, our Christmas Eve candlelight service. And glad you're here and looking forward to what the Lord has for us tonight. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to meet with us. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come before you. God, we love you and so thankful that you love us. And God, I'm so glad that we can get together, the church family tonight on this special night and think about what took place over 2,000 years ago and how it was a silent night and holy night and not a celebration and not friends and family, just Joseph and Mary. And you came in, you sent your son into the world to visit this world this holy night. And God, I pray that this might be special in our hearts and minds. And God, help us to think about you tomorrow and give you thanks for all that you've done. Bless tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's all stand and take our songbooks. Turn to page 421, the first Noel, 421.
certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay, in fields where they lay, keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel, and by the side of that same star, the wise men came from country far to seek for a king. Was their intent, and to follow the star wherever it went. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
Verse 4.
Then entered in those wise men be, feel reverently upon their knee, and offer there in his presence their gold and myrrh and frankincense. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
Maybe seated. As you sing down, turn over just a couple of pages to 429. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Sing the first, second, and last of Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Lord, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, held incarnate deity, pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Verse 4.
Come, desire of nations, come, fix in us thy humble home. Rise, the woman's conquering seed, bruise in us the serpent's head. Adam's likeness now we face, stamp thine image in its place. Second Adam from above, reinstate us in thy love. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church this Tuesday, a candlelight service. Merry Christmas to everyone from the Bethel Baptist Church. There is a gift that is supposed to be for everyone here tonight. So thank you all for coming for this special Christmas Eve service. Tuesday, December the 31st, of course, will be the New Year's Eve Watch Night service. So we'll be back in here again this coming Tuesday. So wait for the day. Don't show up on Wednesday. Make sure you're here on Tuesday again, 8 o'clock p.m. And that's going to go until 1 minute past midnight. Start the year off right here in the house of God on the knees, praying for the new year. I believe the Christmas card rack, is this still up? It's still up. So if you haven't had a chance to get your cards, this is definitely the last chance. Okay, so make sure you get back there, get your cards, get those out of there, clear that out so that can be moved out of the way. That is still up for tonight. And I believe Pastor has some more.
All right, we're not going to take an offering, but we're going to stand and have time of fellowship. Good to have some visitors with us. Good to have John Atkins. Haven't seen you in a while. Good to have him. And Sister Paget and Vicky, good to see you. And the rest of you, Ron Brown, good to see you. The rest of you, all of you, good to see you. And looking forward to it. And we got to hurry because I promised you'd be out by 7, and I got an hour and a half message. So we got to hurry. So let's all stand, have a time of fellowship, and then we'll continue our service. Tonight, You may be seated. We won't take an offering. That's unheard of in a Baptist church, but we won't take an offering tonight. So have another song.
You may remain seated, but take your songbooks. Turn to page number 426, 426. We'll sing all five verses of I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, 426.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought how as the day had come, the belfries of old Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolves from night to day. A voice, a chime, a sweet sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Wise men journey from afar, led to Jesus by the star, bearing incense, myrrh, and gold for the Christ whom bards foretold. From the eastern lands they trod to adore the Son of God. Contrite hearts to him they bring, for this babe is born a king. Priceless gift beyond compare, God's own Son awaits us there. All mankind he honors thus, choosing now to dwell with us. All who seek this child so fair find in him a treasure rare. All who view the manger stall find this babe the Lord of all. Alleluia, alleluia. behold. So within thy word may we find the light
that leads
to thee.
That leads to
good to have you tonight, and I got to go quick, because pastors always keep their promises, right? Turn to Genesis chapter number 1. Genesis chapter number 1. As I thought about this as a candlelight service, so my mind was stuck on light. And so I started thinking about light. And so Genesis chapter number 1, if you found it, if you'll stand in reverence and love of God's Word, we're going to just read the first five verses this morning, or this evening, and jump right into the message. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." So did God create the darkness? I don't know. It's there. Okay? So in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and everything was dark. So you don't get very far in the Word of God, the third verse of the entire Word of God. "And God said, let there be" what?
Light.
"And there was light." All God had to do was say, "Let there be light." That's the first thing He did for us on the earth. Let there be light. Everything else came afterwards. And, you know, what if He would have made light on the fifth day? You know, made the vegetation and all the, you know, it wouldn't have really mattered about the fish probably, but all the animals, all the vegetation, you and I. And then He decided to get around to make light. It wouldn't have worked, especially with those people that say, well, the days of creation were billions and billions of years long, right? But aren't you glad God made light? Amen. And it says, "And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness." Isn't it amazing? Light and darkness can't inhabit the same room. You can't say, well, it's dark outside, but it's light outside. I mean, it's either light or dark, right? Some people driving down the road, saw one the other day in the dark, didn't have his headlights on. Well, he was driving in the dark. Can't say, well, he's in the dark, but he's in the light. No. God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. So the very first day that we have record of an eternal God came to this earth, or didn't come to this earth, but created everything that we see, and God said, "Let there be light." I'm so thankful for light. Love the light. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come before You tonight. God, thank You for those that are here on this special night. And God, help us to be able to remember and think about the light, what it means to us, what would happen if we didn't have the light. And God, thank You for showing us what is the light and who is the light. And God, I pray that You might meet with us tonight, a few minutes that we have, and God, that You might speak to each heart and life tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. So, can we say that there's no life without light? I mean, what can exist without light? I mean, most plants, I mean, if you have an artificial light, go to the Moyer's house and they have artificial lights on their plants, right? Yeah. And then the outside, but what can live apart from the light? If it wasn't for the light, you and I could not live. I mean, the sun produces the light, but it also produces heat, which without that heat, you and I could not exist. Light primarily allows us to see our surroundings by enabling our eyes to perceive the world around us. It also plays a crucial role in the biological process, like regulating sleep cycles, influencing moods, that's amazing, and powering photosynthesis in plants, especially acting as a key component in how we interact and understand our environment. It's crucial. I mean, think about it. If all you had was darkness, what can you do in the dark? I know what I love to do in the dark. I love to sleep. Amen. But what else can you do? Can you read a book in the dark? No. Yes, you can listen to music in the dark. But there's not much that you can do in the dark. And if it was dark day after day after day after day after day after day, what could you get done? Could you even exist? It's impossible. Light is responsible for all life. The productions of the air that we breathe, the cycles of the oceans, the magnetic fields around our planet, gravity, warmth, and our weather. We omit the importance of the true nature of the production of our sun at our peril. But you know, the Bible gives us light as a symbol of God's holiness, God's goodness, God's knowledge, God's wisdom, God's grace, God's revelation. God just isn't a light. He's not just some form of a light. He's light himself. And that's what we're going to find out. God is light just by himself. What can grow and survive in the dark? Anything? There is something. Huh? Mold. How many of you like mold? I'm highly allergic to mold. But mold does not need light. Mold can grow without light. Mold is a type of fungi that can grow in dark areas and hidden space surfaces, such as behind drywall or wallpaper. Mold spores are present in the environment and usually dormant until they find moisture. When the spores find moisture, they germinate and grow, eventually releasing more spores. Mold growth can be prevented. Listen to this. Mold growth can be prevented by opening blinds and shades and opening windows and allowing the light in. Aren't you glad for that? Something that we would not say, oh, I want mold. I want mold to be in my life. No. Mold is harmful. But yet the sun, you can know, if the sun hits it, it can dispel much of the harmful use of mold. But you and I cannot live without the sun. Look in John chapter number 1. Well, where did the light come from? We know from Genesis it came from God. God created the light. But Jesus Christ, when he came to this earth, came as the light. John chapter number 1, verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, capital L, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. And I love this verse. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that call upon his name. So the light came down to this earth. They already had physical light that God already created, but God sent his only begotten Son into this world as the light. John the Baptist got to announce the light. He says, I'm not that light, but I'm a witness of that light. You know, there's a difference between an attorney and a witness. An attorney argues the case, tries to prove a point, tries to influence people to make a desired decision. I got accused of being an attorney today. Our septic tank was bad, so they came out today, and they came, and I was all ready for church. The guy's putting the thing down the tank, and he looks at me, and he says, so what do you do? Because I had my good clothes on, my preaching clothes on, except for my tie. And I said, well, I'm a preacher. He goes, oh, I thought you looked like an attorney. No, not attorney, just a preacher. But a witness is something different. He doesn't try to influence somebody for a desired decision. He just tells what he saw, and he tells the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And that's what John the Baptist did. He said, I'm a witness. Hey, I've seen the light, and I'm going to tell you about this great light. And he makes a statement. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Amen. Everybody has a regulation, an acknowledgement of a true and living God. Even if they haven't heard the gospel, they have creation. The Bible says creation displays the glory of God and tells people, hey, there is a creator. Amen? In my house, when I see a mess, I know someone's been there to make it. But when many times I said, who made this? Not me, not me, not me. It was evolution. Boom, it came. But I'm smart enough to know, hey, somebody was here and somebody made this mess. Hey, and conscience tells us, hey, something, hey, there's a world out here, there's mankind, there's animals, and there had to be a divine creator, and that's Almighty God. Amen. So there is creation and there's conscience. So he tells us here that the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So he gave evidence. He gave witness that the light was there. Now go to 1 John chapter number 1. Not just John's gospel. He also wrote 1st and 2nd and 3rd John. But 1 John chapter number 1 in verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. We've heard, but we're going to declare this message unto you that God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. No darkness. You know, I got some lights. They're Milwaukee, by the way. Our treasure likes DeWalt, but I'm not a DeWalt guy. I'm a Milwaukee guy. I love these things. Ooh. Let's see. Mercy. Yeah. So there's the light, and this is the light. And here's the light. So is there any darkness in here? No. Because we have the light. We have the light. It's fixing my fence and I had no light. So I had this and I had this and I had a little thing up here, but I thought, man, I need something better than that. So I went and got another light. But there's no darkness in here. Because of the light. And I thought about it. I said, I'm going to go to Lowe's and I'm going to go to Home Depot and I'm going to go to Menards and see if I can find a flash dark, which I go in the light and take this and shine it on there and then darkness comes on. Guess what? I didn't find it. I'm like, hey, excuse me. I know you have flashlights, but where is the aisle that, you know, the flash darkness where you can take it and if there's light, you can shine it on there in the darkness? We don't have anything like that. Really? Oh, that's stupid, preacher. Well, yeah, but what has to surrender? Does the light surrender to the darkness? Or does the darkness surrender to the light? The darkness always surrenders to the light. Amen? Whenever you flip on those lights, those buttons back there, and the lights come on, guess what? The darkness goes away. Amen? As a little kid, man, I was glad. But I've told you the light switches used to be back here. And mom and dad, go turn on the lights in the auditorium. Me? By myself? You don't know how many boogeymans there are in this auditorium. You say, yeah, you go ahead and laugh, but we'll turn off the lights and have you come in by yourself and see what happens to you. Tell you. But I'm telling you, light, when you flip on that light, I can see. The darkness has to flee. And folks, you and I would not be here without the Lord Jesus Christ. Here it says, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Then he says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Yeah, I'm following the Lord, and I'm saved, and I'm doing what is right, but I'm walking in darkness? You're fooling yourselves. There's no darkness in the Lord. When God showed up, he dispelled the darkness with the light. And when he showed up here on earth, he is the light. He gives clarity. He gives understanding. He helps us understand what our environment, the biblical view of the world. That's what you and I need. a biblical view of the world. But here it says, but if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. I love this. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. All sin. You know, what shows us what sin is? Is that my opinion? Is that your opinion? Is that our Congress and our legislators say, here's what's sin and here's what's not sin? Because they're dead wrong on certain things. But you open up the light of God's Word, and He'll shine light into your heart. The Bible says in Psalms 119, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And you can go, if He turned out those lights, I'm not afraid because I got light. Telling you, you take the Word of God and you allow it to show you, I need to know, I need to understand this world, I need to have a true view of this world, open up your Bible. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my... He didn't want us to be in darkness. He didn't want to stumble at our opinion and other people's. God has given us the truth. So we have the light. The light does not exist with the darkness. They cannot inhabit the same place. Praise the Lord, we have light. Amen. When we leave, we turn out the lights and darkness will enter back in. But you bring in a light and that darkness has to flee. That darkness has to surrender. That darkness has no way of defending itself. Well, I'm just going to stay here. I know the light's coming on, but I'm going to stay here. Oh, absolutely not. Amen. And when God made the light, and when God showed up here on earth, there was a man that said, hey, that is the true light. Hey, God is the light. Well, that's what other people said about Him. Did He say that about Himself? Absolutely. Go back to the Gospel of John, chapter number 8, and verse number 12. John chapter number 8, and verse number 12. The Bible says, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I have the life. I have the light. You know, light gives us knowledge. You know, when in the dark, what's out there? I don't know. Get a light. I'm taking a light. And when I shine the light over there, it tells me what's over there. It clarifies. I can hear something and I can think something's there, but I turn on the light. And the light explains and exemplifies and says, hey, and clarifies, that's what's there. And that's what Jesus did. Amen. He is the light of the world. When we're following Him, well, I'm going to walk in a little bit of darkness and a little bit of, you know, it's not clear. I can't really understand. No. When you're following Him, you're not going to walk in darkness. Make sure that's off. If you're following Him, you're not going to walk in darkness. If you want to walk in the light, follow Him. Be in your Bible. Well, I don't know what to think. What to think? Follow your Bible. Well, I don't know what's right and wrong. Get in your Bible. I don't know the way to heaven. Get in your Bible. I mean, it's so clear. In the book of John, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. How clear is that? He says, I'm the way. I'm the only way. The only way you're going to see God the Father is through God the Son, God the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of light. Light shows knowledge, and then your life shows what you do know. You know, the light tells us a lot of things. I think it was Sarah, when she lived in Sinton, didn't you come up to the front door? And she lived in Sinton, and there was a rattlesnake across the front. Showing the light, There's that big snake. Aren't you glad for light? Aren't you glad you knew about that snake before you got there? Jesus is the light. So what are we to do? We have the light. Jesus is the light. Jesus produced the light, but he is the light of the world. So we that are saved, well, what's our responsibility? Several things, and I'll be done. Look at Ephesians chapter number 5. Ephesians chapter number 5. Bible says here in Ephesians chapter number 5, starting in verse number 8. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 8. For ye were sometimes darkness. How many of you, I won't have you raise your hand. All of us were born in darkness. We weren't following the Lord. We weren't saved. We didn't have Jesus Christ in our life. But it says, but now are ye light in the Lord. Then he gives us admonition. Walk as children of light. It's our responsibility. We're supposed to walk as children of light. That means I'm supposed to understand. I'm supposed to know some things. Hey, you know, I'm smarter than a lot of professors in college and doctors because they don't look in the Word of God. They have no idea what's going to go on and what's going to happen. I already know what's going to happen. Starting now 7 years from now and then 1,000 years from there and then eternity. I know what's going to happen based upon the Word of God. Because the Word of God gives me some light, gives me some clarity. Hey, explains. Hey, the light says, hey, this is true. You can't argue with the light. So we're to walk as children of light. Verse 9, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Then he gives us another admonition. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but whether what? Reprove them. He identifies them with the unfruitful works of darkness. What do people like to do in the dark? Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are what? Yeah. That's why you got to light up your property. Light up your house at home. Got to light up places where you don't want the thieves to come in and steal your stuff. Because they like to come in the dark when no one's watching so nobody can see them. But the Bible says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. So we're supposed to walk as children of light. And we're not supposed to have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. But then God gives us another admonition in Matthew chapter number 5. Matthew chapter number 5, here it says that we are the light of the world. Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 14, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Then he makes a statement, Jesus does, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify you. Is that what it says? So who are they supposed to honor and glorify? God. Yes. Yes. You can have some light flowing through. You are not the light. I'm not the light. There's no way for me to produce any light. The light is the light of the world. That's Jesus Christ. But if I have him in my heart, then I can do this, what he says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. We look at the moon. We can see the moon at night because it's lit up. But does the moon have any light at all? No. It's just a massive chunk of lifeless rock. There's no spark. There's no light. There's nothing. Not that I've been there, but I've just, you know, read about it. Nothing. So how can we see it illuminated in the sky? Because it's relaying or reflecting the sun. And you and I cannot produce any light. We can't say, oh, this is me. I can produce light. No. But I can be a reflector of the light. I can reflect and let it repel off of me if Jesus Christ is in my heart and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do and serving Him. I can be a light in this ungodly, darkened world. It's a reflection. I'm relaying the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the only way, folks, then anybody out there is going to have the light. It must be. They must understand the light of the world is Jesus. And just like John the Baptist, hey, I'm not that light, but I'm sent to bear witness of the light. And I remember when I got saved and Jesus and the Holy Spirit came to live within my heart and I became a son of God and I believed in the Lord and I'm going to heaven. So now I need to be a reflector. I need to relay the light from the Lord out to one another, out to this dark, dying, lost and dying world. We must be the reflectors. But we can't do that if we get among them and are just like them. One more scripture and I'm done. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. Look in verse number 14. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Can't have light and darkness inhabit the same place, inhabit the same area. It's either got to be lit up or it's dark. So God tells us in verse 17, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you and be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Walk as children of light. I'm telling you, none of us can be here without the light. None of us. We can't live without the light. Can't live without the warmth from the sun. And we can't have eternal life without God, the light, the Son of God. If you're not saved tonight, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you ought to come forward tonight and get saved. You ought to accept the light. And if you are saved, we need to be a reflector. There's no light in you. But if the Holy Spirit lives inside your body, then we can walk as children of the light and we can reflect and relay God's light through us to this world that He loves, that He died for. So the light can inhabit. If we're going to follow the Lord, there's not going to be any darkness. Darkness, there's confusion. There's no understanding what's out there. I don't know. There's fear. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's out there. I don't know what could lie ahead, but you grab the light. Start shining the light and you can understand exactly. Hey, I know. I can understand. Now I see what's out there and I can do something about it. And I'm glad Jesus said, I am the light of the world. If you're not saved, you need to get saved. If you're saved, we ought to walk as children of light. We ought to be reflectors of God's light. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come before You tonight. God, I thank You for the Word of God that You've given us. God, I pray in the short invitation, God, that if someone's not saved, does not know You as their personal Savior, God, that they might come and accept You as their personal Savior and walk out with You, with the Holy Spirit of God in their heart on their way to heaven, God, with the light of God in their heart. God, I pray that You might bless this invitation in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand tonight? Just as the piano begins to play, no singing. You do business with the Lord. If you're not saved, give you an opportunity on Christmas Eve to accept Christ as your personal Savior. There's no way we could live without the light. No way that you can have eternal life without the light. Would you come tonight? Well, I'm not sure what's going to take place, preacher. I'm not sure where I'm going to go if I were to die. You got the book, sheds light on it. Bible says, if your name's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, it's spent eternity in the lake of fire. Okay, be seated quietly while these are still here. All right. All right, Derek, Jab, Darius, Kevin, up there is some candles, and there's also the little round thing that you poke it in. If you can hand those out for us quickly. What we're going to do when you get a candle here in a minute, we're going to stand and we're going to just make a full circle, and then I'll start it here when I take the candle, and I'll light the person to my right and left, and we'll complete the ring. And during that, my wife will sing the greatest Christmas tree ever, which was the cross of Calvary. And it was decorated on that day when Jesus died on the cross. And I'm so glad, but it is the greatest Christmas tree. So once we hand those out, and then we'll stand, we'll make the ring, and we'll hear the song, and then we'll sing a carol. And then on your way out, have a gift for you, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory candy bar. And if you don't like chocolate, just put it on my desk, okay? You don't have to eat it, Pastor. No, you don't have to eat it, really. Put it on my desk. Also, we have a bookmarker. There's two different bookmarkers that you can choose, and I hope you'll put that in your Bible. And it has a King James Version scripture on it, and you can take that, put it in your Bible to remind you why we celebrate Christmas. Got a candle, go ahead and stand and go to the outward. Brother Heston, Brother Vance, can you scoot down a little bit? Derek. Derek had one. Derek had one. Thank you. Annabeth, scoot down a little bit. There you go. A little more. A little more, Jerry. Brother Vance. A little more. There you go. Leah. Get those lights there.
Shepherds came to worship him. Wise men came from afar, but the light that they were seeking was more than just a star. He was heaven's gift sent down to earth, Mary's little boy, wrapped there in swaddling clothes was peace, love, and joy. There's never been a greater gift. God gave his only Son, from whom extended mercy and grace to everyone. The reason why this king would come, be born within a stall, was to die for me on Calvary, the greatest Christmas tree of all. From a stable in Bethlehem to a cross upon a hill, praying, Father, please not my will, but thine to fulfill. From the safety of the Virgin's womb to be hung on Calvary, where the light of the world decorated the greatest Christmas tree. The soldiers that nailed him there, no beauty could they see, yet an ornament of love they were hanging on that tree. No ribbons, no angel top, just a thorny crown, and the gift to all the world was his blood flowing down. From a stable in Bethlehem to a cross upon a hill, please not my will, but thine to fulfill. From the safety of the Virgin's womb to be hung on Calvary, where the light of the world decorated the greatest Christmas tree. From the safety of the Virgin's womb to be hung on Calvary, where the light of the world decorated the greatest Christmas tree.
Let's sing Joy to the World. Ready?
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing.
Let's end tonight with thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Ready?
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free.
Sure love you. Sure hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas tomorrow. And just remember, thank God for all that he's done for us during this season and how he sent his son to visit this earth to die for our sins. Dear Heavenly Father God, I come before you. Thank you for tonight. God, thank you that you created light on that first day. But God, you also came to this earth and you were the true light. God, we can't exist without the light, without the warmth, without the guidance, without the clarity that light brings. And God, thank you for being the light of the world. Pray that you might bless our dear folks. God, thank you for all of them that are here tonight. Please take us safely home. And God, help us to remember you tonight and tomorrow and all year long. But God, thank you for our dear folks. And pray that you might bless them, help them to have a wonderful Christmas. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now God's people said?
Amen.
Amen. All right. We're really dismissed, and on the way out, I'll give you your candy bar and your bookmarker. So, lights, please.
Lights.